From Tidbits, November 25th, 2013, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Adam and Tanya Ingst share stories about 10 years of take control on Mac Voices. In this episode of Mac Voices, Adam and Tanya Ingst talk with host Chuck Joyner about the past 10 years of take control books. But instead of rehashing the same old ground, the conversation caromed around unusual directions, with questions about where the take control name came from, why Sirius is such an important concept, how and why Take Control's production process has evolved over time, and what it means to do professional publishing. Well worth a listen if you're at all interested in the world of publishing. Celebrate Doctor Who's 50th anniversary with a Google Doodle. To commemorate the 50th anniversary of the British sci-fi series Doctor Who, Google has created an elaborate doodle that is actually a retro-style Doctor Who game. Play as any one of the 11 Doctors, dodging Daleks, Cybermen, and Weeping Angels as you travel through time and space. One particularly nice touch, if your doctor dies, he regenerates into his next incarnation. Joe Kissel talks turkey on the panel. Our own Joe Kissel, donning his foodie hat as author of Take Control Thanksgiving Dinner, joined host Benjamin Alexander and the co-hosts of the Food Safety Talk podcast, Ben Chapman and Don Schaffer, on the panel podcast to discuss Thanksgiving dinner. Topics included the best thermometers for the bird, a vigorous debate over food safety, and whether pumpkin pie can kill you. Fascinating speed comparison across all iPhone models. There's no question that the A7 chip in the iPhone 5S is the fastest processor ever to grace an iPhone, but how does the performance it provides compare with what that enjoyed by previous generations of the iPhone? In this fascinating YouTube video, user Everything Apple Pro lines up 8 iPhone models and shows how they compare it powering up and down and loading several websites. Confused by the fuss over Snapchat? Us too. For those who haven't heard, Snapchat is a service that lets you take and annotate a photo, send it to friends, and have it self-destruct shortly after being viewed. The company is massively popular among the 13 to 23-year-old set, to the tune of 350 million snaps sent per day, and recently made news for turning down a $3 billion acquisition offer from Facebook, despite having no revenues or business model. Full description and analysis, see Roy Murdoch's excellent essay, and yes, the title gives away his conclusion, Am I Going Insane? Snapchat is Intrinsically Worthless. Apple now paying for water-damaged devices. Apple's reuse and recycling program will now give you an Apple Store gift card in exchange for a water-damaged device. Previously, Apple's trade-in program wouldn't accept soggy iPhones, iPads, or Macs. Now, according to CNET, Apple offered $235 for a water-damaged 32GB Verizon iPhone 5 that still works, as opposed to $265 for a non-damaged model. A non-functional device will score you $35 at most, but it's better than nothing. A look into the past, present, and future of the self-driving car. Could Google's most significant impact on the world be not its search engine, but its work into self-driving cars? We won't know for years, perhaps longer, but it's clear from this New Yorker article by Burkhard Bilger that technology is no longer the gating factor. Instead, it's more a question of law, liability, and social change. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.